They win, they're in. They win tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium. They are the 2021 Big Ten champions, and they're in the college football playoff for the first time. So in the course of less than 8 days, you could have the greatest week in Michigan football history for you, the fan, beating Ohio State, winning the Big Ten title, and locking up a spot in the Final Four. I think as I was listing that off, Doug Skeen, the former Wolverine offensive lineman, had tears streaming down his cheeks as I was talking about just what beating Iowa will do. That it's simple and easy, Doug. Beat Iowa, you're a champion, and you're in the Final Four.
Yeah, that's what's on the line here, and we are at the doorstep. We are on the eve of what we hope is the newest Michigan team to put their name in the building forever, hang their year on the banners inside the practice field there, and forever be admired like all the ones that came before them. And it's exciting, as Ballas and I have talked about, and I have had a chance to talk to Chris Hutchinson this week, the father of Aiden Hutchinson, as everybody already knows. You know, as a couple old former players, we are just so excited for these young men to get a taste and touch that reality of being a Big Ten champion. And then they get the extra excitement, Bill, of being able to go on and chase bigger things on the new stage that we never had a chance to. So we're just so happy for these young guys to get a chance to go do what they're going to do tomorrow night.
Okay, away from what is out there, we all know, Doug, and we've talked about it a lot since they beat Ohio State. Looking at the film, what you discuss with Chris in the Michigan Football Podcast that you do weekly at thewolverine.com, what do you see in Iowa on both sides of the ball and special teams that could give Michigan trouble tomorrow night?
Well, it always goes back to the same thing with Iowa. They're going to put their feet in a great spot out of their stances. They're not going to make mistakes technique-wise. Coach Ferentz down there has been doing this for decades, and they're always fundamentally sound. So you have to play disciplined football to overcome that, and you got to be just as fundamentally sound. Because if you get out of sorts against someone, even who's maybe a little bit smaller, maybe a step slower than you, if you get out of sorts technique-wise against Iowa, they will expose you. And that goes on both sides of the football. And that's a testament to the consistency of the Iowa football program under this head coach. And it'll be no different tomorrow night. So, again, back to what we talked about going into the Ohio State game, Hutch and Ojabo, and I would say Smith and Hinton in the middle, and that rotation of that Michigan defensive front is going to have to overcome and get after that quarterback early and make him feel the pressure, and just as they've done all season long. And then on the other side of the ball, Michigan's offensive line and their tight ends was able to minimize the technique mistakes and allow the negative plays. They minimized those in that Ohio State game. McNamara was efficient and took care of the football with the exception of one play, and that's exactly the recipe. It doesn't change a whole lot, Bill. Michigan's got to go do what they've been doing all along.
The strength and weakness of Iowa that we'll see early for people who haven't watched Iowa, they haven't, you know, outside of really the Penn State game when they beat them, and it was with their defense and Penn State's quarterback. If you remember, Clifford went out early in that game. Yeah. I doubt Iowa beats him if he was in the whole game, but something, is there any concern you have about Iowa? What would be the number one thing where you're like, man, you know, this is why they're 10-2. This is why they're in the championship game.
Well, Iowa has the first team all Big Ten center there, and so that means that in the middle of the offensive line there for Iowa, they're probably going to be pretty stout. And an important factor for us in every game we've won this year is to collapse that pocket, and not just off the edges with Hutch and Ojabo, but up the middle, getting a little push. And that's a concern I think I have in ideally when you put a team in a passing down. Of course, you've got your edge rushers, but the complement to that is moving that center and two guards backwards more than 2 yards. And so I think this game is going to be an important test for, again, Hinton and Smith in the middle of that Michigan defense, and Ross, for that matter, at the Mike linebacker. So what concerns me, again, goes back to the fundamentals I talked about earlier. Iowa's offensive line, although maybe not as physically talented as the one we just beat up on last Saturday in Ohio State, but they're going to be more technically sound than that Ohio State team is, and that'll be a challenge for sure.
Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman, late 80s, early 90s, four-time Rose Bowler. You can hear him with Chris Ballas Weekly, the Michigan football podcast at thewolverine.com. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan, our Big Ten championship game preview show. What's your prediction in regards to tomorrow?
Yeah, I think there's too much going on here for Michigan. There's too much at stake because some people are saying, oh, worry about the letdown. You know, if this were a regular season game after such an emotional high for Michigan, I would say there might be some credibility to that. But, again, this team, this group of young men, they're on the doorstep of a Big Ten, an outright Big Ten championship. I don't buy into that whole letdown thing. I think Michigan's going to play well. I think we are on a roll. I think these guys are looking to put an exclamation point on this regular season, capping it with a conference championship, and then ascending into those playoffs. I think Michigan wins by more than two touchdowns in this game, Bill. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I have 27-10, and the line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app Big Board has gone. It's gone from like 10.5 initially, then up to 11.5, 12, back down to 10.5. Michigan giving 10.5. I just look inside the numbers, and I'm not one of those analytical guys. Go off my gut a lot. They have the second worst offense in the Big Ten. I understand their defense, great offensive line, but at the end of the day, Michigan will have to make mistakes and give this game away to lose it.
Yeah, and that's always been the key, right? And again, I feel really good with McNamara in the quarterback slot there because he doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. I don't know, how many picks has he thrown all year long? Not a whole lot. I mean, less than five, if I had to put a number on it. I don't even know what the stat is because he's done it so few times. This offense seems to do a really good job protecting the ball. I like it in the hands of Haskins and Corum and now Edwards. There's a third threat coming out of that backfield. So I feel pretty good coming into this game. The expectations for a Michigan victory are pretty high from my perspective.
Doug Skeen, enjoy the game. Are you going down tomorrow? Are you going to settle in, watch it on TV, getting together with friends? What's the Big Ten championship game plans for a former player like yourself?
Well, I am going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be enjoying this one in front of the big screen and get all the extra replays that I love. In my old age, Bill, I've gotten really comfortable with watching these things in that DVR replay remote in my hands. I can go back and watch stuff instantly in slow motion if I want, and I don't get that luxury when I'm live. But I do miss out on the electricity of being there. Part of me wants to be there, but part of me also wants to go to maybe one of these playoff games, and I think Michigan's going to be in.
Doug, enjoy the game tomorrow. I'll get your thoughts on where Michigan is going Monday. It's basically a Final Four or a New Year's Six bowl game. Selection show will be on Sunday at noon, Michigan and Iowa at 8 p.m. Saturday night. Thank you so much, Doug. Enjoy the game and the weekend.
All right, Bill. You too. Go Blue.